Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of What Is With Murph. Well, I can't believe it, but this will be our final interview of the year, which is still crazy for me to say at this point, but the year flew by, hadn't it, Craig?
Oh, my God. It seems like only yesterday when I co-hosted the first show with you, with Sarah Ann Garrison, Cody.
Oh, my gosh. That was probably March, I think, something like that.
No, I think it was April.
Something like that. But that just seems, that literally seems like yesterday.
Yes. We're already at the last interview, but we have a great guest today.
Yes, we do. Today on the show, we've got super talented singer-songwriter Alexis Taylor joining us. We'll talk with Alexis about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. And I've been kind of talking with her a little bit off air for a couple minutes. She seems just so sweet and just absolutely. This is going to be a great interview to end the year on. So, with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Alexis Taylor to the show. Hey, Alexis, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for doing this, like I said earlier. Thank you for doing this today.
Of course. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I was just going to say, Alexis, that I've seen you advertise quite a bit, and we did want to have you as a guest, but it's great that it worked out that we are having you sooner than later, versus 2018.
Yeah. I'm really excited. Thank you guys so much for having me.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. I was reading a little bit in your bio before this interview, and it turns out that you're originally from north of the border, aren't you?
I am. I'm from a little town called Huntsville, Ontario.
Nice. A little background here. Canada is probably one of my favorite countries in the world. I've been there 3 times already, and I cannot wait to go back soon, hopefully.
Yeah, it's definitely a beautiful country. I love it there.
Yes, it is. I've been to Vancouver, Toronto, and Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
Nice, all the good places.
No, I've only been to Halifax, Nova Scotia from a cruise, and Montreal when I drove up with my brother to see the Expos play before they moved and became the Nationals. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, so I get to experience the areas that you live in, Alexis, the way you've been, Cody.
Yeah, I'm 3 hours north of Toronto, so I'm still kind of Toronto.
Nice. I will tell you, the biggest culture shock for me was, and I'm just a country boy from born and raised in Tennessee. So the biggest culture shock for me was I was at a Blue Jays baseball game because I have a dream of seeing all 30 major league stadiums. I've only got one left to see, but I was up in Canada. I believe this was 2015, I think, 2014 maybe, to see the Blue Jays. And there was a sign there that said, had a fan was holding up this that said, I don't remember the player's name, but it said, so-and-so for a prime minister. And that kind of threw me. I was like, wow, wait, what? That kind of threw me off a little bit.
That's funny.
Seriously though, Canada, the people of Canada are some of the warmest, most welcoming people I believe I've ever met.
Oh, well, thank you.
But enough rambling here. I always like to ask two questions to start off every interview. Well, but they're not exactly questions, but just introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into the music business in the first place.
Yeah, of course. Well, I pretty much grew up in a very musical family. Both my mom and dad are musicians. And so right from the beginning, I guess, I was just kind of born into that. And my parents would always tell me, you know, when I was younger, I mean, I was singing more than I was really talking. I mean, I would just sing all the time. And then as I grew up, I just kind of kept doing that. And I would know all the songs on the radio and sing along, and my parents would be like, oh my goodness, like, how do you know all these songs? And so it was just like in my blood. I knew that music is what I wanted to do. And when I was 20, I moved to Nashville and started taking it more seriously and started writing a lot more and getting to be on stage with amazing musicians, and just very humbled by them letting me share the stage with them.
What are the top musicians, would you say, your most favorite singer-songwriters that you've worked with, Alexa, in Nashville?
That's difficult because so many of my friends are so talented. I don't really have necessarily a favorite, but just everyone in this town has just unbelievable, incredible talent. And it's almost like everyone I work with is just kind of like amazing at what they do. And it's a town with a lot of incredible musicians.
And Nash, now, as I mentioned earlier, I'm from Tennessee originally. Actually about 2.5 hours west of Nashville. And Nashville is like my second home, because I have a family that lives just right outside the city, and I never pass up a Nashville trip ever.
Yeah,
it's
Nashville is
like,
my favorite place.
My favorite thing to do in Nashville is drive down Broadway with the windows down and just I listen to the music come out of the bars. That's my favorite thing to do in Nashville.
Mhm. It's amazing. You can hear so much if you just stand on Broadway. You can hear every single bar. That was one of the first things
exactly.
That just blew my mind when I first visited here.
I did kind of have some fun kind of get to know you questions, if you're okay with that.
Sure.
Awesome. I always ask this question. I don't think there's ever been a interview that I've never asked this question in. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you? And what would it be?
I think if I was to change one thing about my career, it would have been that I would be, I guess, starting music, like performing music sooner, and just taking it more seriously. Basically, I went to school for 4.5 years, like university, and I think I would go back and change the fact that I didn't major in music, and that would have given me a lot more, I think, time to focus on it a lot more. Just because when you're going to college, it's just, if you're not doing music and majoring in it, then it's, you're spending your time elsewhere. And if I could change one thing, I would probably change that I didn't study music in college.
Yeah. I mean, I get that completely. That sort of kind of leads me to my next question.
Okay.
If you weren't in the music business, what would you be doing right now?
I would probably either be a teacher or a psychologist, probably.
Nice.
Trust me, if we were patients of yours, Alexis, I think there would be a lot for you to analyze. You'd have your work cut out for you.
Yeah, it wouldn't be pretty.
Yes.
It would not be pretty.
Trust me, if you became a psychiatrist, we would drive you nuts that you would be a musician one way or the other.
Exactly. I was a former psychology major in college before I switched to sociology. So, I mean, I love studying the mind.
Me too.
It fascinates me, totally.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Another like-minded person. This is great.
Yes, there's always lots to learn.
You find people when you least expect it.
Right. This next question is always fun to ask, and the our responses are rarely ever the same for this one. I had a professor in college who loved loved scenarios. He'd throw out scenarios at us pretty much every class period, and I despise that. So that's probably where I get this question. You're stranded on a deserted island and can only take three items with you. What are you taking?
That's a tough one. Can I take a boat to leave the island?
Whatever. It's your island. I mean, you know, it's anything.
If I was on a desert island, I'd probably want... I'd probably bring my phone and my guitar and probably like food or something water. Water would be a good idea.
Very practical. I like it.
Yes. Yeah.
Very, very practical. The next question I've got for you, I'm a big fan of artist interviews. I will watch, read, or listen to pretty much any artist interview I can possibly find. So I was watching one time I was watching a Dan Rather interview Kid Rock, and he asked this question. And I just thought it was just the greatest question of all time. So, when everything's said and done with your career, and you won a major CMA award after major CMA award, which is going to happen for you, there's not a doubt in my mind it's going to happen. But what's one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
There one thing that I want to be known for?
Yeah.
I really pride myself in my songwriting. I just love writing music and coming up with material that really connects with my audience. And and touches people for the better and helps them through situations. That's what's really important to me.
You know, and that's what I love about the country music community. Everybody in country music, from the fans to the artists to the insiders, they're just real, you know.
Mhm.
And I'm finding out that the deeper I get into this industry, the deeper respect I have for it.
I agree. I think country music is different in a sense of it's a genre that still has a lot of heart in it and still has a lot of, I guess, good intentions in a sense.
And I understand there's sharks in every business. There's a shark in this business. But I'm going to get that. I understand it. But generally, at least what I've found is pretty much everybody in the industry is just super sweet and gracious and approachable, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Let's see. I've got another question about the industry for you.
Okay.
It seems like nowadays that pretty much everybody's on social media. It seems like social media is taking over our lives at this point. And I'm not sure if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but anyway, we'll leave that there. Do you think it's easier now for people to be noticed by not just the music industry, but the entertainment industry as a whole with the invention of social media as it is today?
Yes and no. I feel as though social media has really revealed a lot of people that, for example, before social media was a thing, you didn't realize how many musicians there were out there. You didn't realize how many actors or actresses or whatnot was out there. And now with social media, I almost find it's more difficult to get noticed because there's so much competition and there's so much, I guess, people who have the same desire, have the same dream. And it's very hard, I think, to differentiate or be original. Like before social media happened, I feel as though there are a lot more people who were just, I guess, doing their own thing. They were being different, and it's hard to be different now with as many artists and musicians as there are today.
Yeah. One positive thing, Alexis, the people, I can't, even though social media maybe increases the competition, I agree with you with that statement. In one way, it helps map fans to communicate with you and to access, learn about you as a musician and as a person. So I can only speak for myself and Cody, and I think Cody will agree that thank God for social media. So to find a lot of talented singer songwriters and great people such as yourself, so it can be either positive as well.
Yeah, it definitely, don't get me wrong, like it definitely has had a huge impact on my life in a sense of I'm able to share my music with so many more people than would have ever been possible, I don't know, 30 or 40 years ago. And so many people that I've either met here in Nashville or back home in Canada, I can stay connected with them and they can find out when I'm playing next, and I get to meet up with them and see them again, and it's just, it definitely is a positive thing in that sense, for sure.
I think you might have inadvertently answered my next question. How has social media affected your career thus far?
Well, I mean, like I said, I get to meet so many amazing fans that if they hear my music at a show or whatnot, they'll reach out to me and say, you know, this song really helped me through this time, or you know, I'm coming down to Nashville, like, when do you play next? And, you know, it's been great because I get to meet some really amazing people. And I get to do stuff like this. Like, I found you guys on social media, and there are a few other people that have found me on social media and invited me to do interviews or a show with them, stuff like that. So it's definitely been a huge influence on my life, and has definitely helped my career out quite a bit, I think.
You know,
and you also brought up an additional question, I'm sorry, that I had later on, which is future shows. But I would say let's wait till the end later. Go ahead, Cody.
Okay.
Speaking for the show in and of itself, social media is so great for us. I mean, like you said, that's where we are connected with you, and I find so many guests for this show on social media. A lot of them that I've gone on to actually meet in person, whether it's at one of their shows or just randomly seeing them around in Nashville. But social media, like I said, is great for the show.
Yeah, it definitely is. I love it.
I've got kind of like a really fun question that I think you're gonna like.
Okay.
What music are you currently listening to right now? Like some of your favorite artists?
That's another tough one because a lot of my friends are just so talented. I listen to a lot of my friends' music. But I would say, like, on the radio right now, I mean, probably Maren Morris, Kelsey Ballerini's new album, Carrie Underwood, Lady Antebellum, Blake Shelton. Definitely no shortage of talent on the radio for sure.
True. Did you hear about Carrie's accident earlier?
No, I didn't. What happened?
I just read about it right now.
She apparently fell outside of her house and broke her wrist.
Oh, no.
She had surgery last night, yesterday.
That's awesome.
And this is why she couldn't perform at the benefit concert on Sunday in Bridgestone.
Right. She had to pull out of that. So yeah, it was pretty interesting. I was reading that a couple of days ago.
That's awful. I hope she feels better soon. If I broke my wrist, I wouldn't be able to play guitar.
While we're on the subject of favorite artists, my friends will tell you this about me. My music tastes range from, oh my God, you need to hear this, to, yeah, please don't judge me for this one. But,
yeah.
Like, I'll give you a prime example. I think the greatest technological invention ever is the iTunes shuffle button, because it's just great. I'll be listening to a George Strait 1 minute. I mean, straight up, as country as you can get, George Strait. Then the next minute, it'll switch to Usher. So there you go. Let me see if there's anything else for you. Oh, professionally speaking, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
What's the best thing that's ever happened to me?
Yeah, professionally speaking.
I mean, going on tour in Scandinavia, like in Europe, I was able to go on tour with a gentleman named Doug Seegers, and I think that probably has been the highlight of my career so far. He was just so welcoming and so kind to me, and just let me come on tour with him, and basically took me under his wing, and it was incredible to not only see parts of the world that I've never seen before, but just the crowds. The crowds were so amazing and so happy to hear us sing, and really, really did enjoy country music.
Awesome. That's one of the things that, see, I'm a big fan of acoustic music. I mean, it's stripped down, just a guitar and maybe a box drum or something. I love it. So one of my favorite places ever in Nashville, it's called The Row.
Oh, yes.
Favorite spot in Nashville ever. I love it out there.
Definitely. I love that place.
This may be one of the last questions I've got for you, but as a creative person, which you obviously are, what inspires or motivates you?
A number of things. I mean, really, I love, I guess, writing when I'm either super happy or super sad, because it's so much easier for me to channel my emotions into my music when I'm feeling a lot. Sometimes it can be difficult when, you know, your life is going along fine and there's no problems and there's no, like, huge things happening. Because to me, I would rather write when I feel something very deeply. Because that's, to me, what you believe those lyrics that you're singing, and it will allow you to make an impression with your audience and let them believe the words that you're saying. But, I mean, I also do draw a lot of inspiration from the people around me, friends of mine, that kind of stuff, who have stories to tell that that really want to put them into a song. So it really just depends.
Awesome. I know Craig had a question earlier, didn't you, buddy?
Yes. We had briefly talked about, touched about future shows. Alexis, I know that you do most of your shows in Canada, but I would love to see you perform in Nashville sometime in 2018. Do you see yourself performing Nashville in 2018? And if so, what shows? Is CMA Fest on the list?
Well, actually, I'm back in Nashville for another month before I head back to Canada again. So I'll be going back and forth doing shows here in Nashville, and then I'll probably be in Canada for a little while doing shows there. But I'll definitely be back here in Nashville in the new year. I know I have some shows booked in North Carolina already, and then possibly Kentucky. So I will definitely be back around the States. And, I mean, Nashville is my favorite city. So I'll definitely have some upcoming shows here. I just haven't scheduled them yet.
I hope that it ends up that when I'm there, that you'll be performing,
yes,
so I can get to see you, meet you live and give you a hug.
Yes, sounds good.
I wanted a little bit, in the next maybe 5 minutes or so that we've got left. I know you mentioned shows, and I know you're currently in the studio. What's coming up for you music-wise?
Well, I am working in the studio right now, working on finishing up some songs, which I'm super excited about. They're a much different sound than anything I've ever released before. And actually, I do have a new single coming out that's actually going to be a remake of one of the songs that I had released prior to going to Europe. And it's going to hopefully be ready for pre-order on November 27th. So I'm so excited about that.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
And I've got to tell you, I host every Friday. I host a show called Indie Country Radio, where I play a bunch of independent artists. And I'd be more than happy to open your stuff on the show for you.
I would love that.
Awesome. My final question. And you don't have to just tell me if I'm getting too personal. I'll shut up. Okay. But coming from Canada, what's been the biggest culture shock for you in the States?
I want to say the accent. It took me a while to get used to the accent.
I can't tell the difference.
I can totally see that. I mean, when I was in Canada, aside from the whole prime minister thing, the accents were like, I was like, okay, mind blown at this point. Mind completely blown.
Yep, it's very different than Canada.
Seriously, but I mean, since I'm around it all the time, I don't think I have a southern accent. Since I'm around it all the time,
definitely do.
Yes, please don't tell me. If you tell me that I have a southern accent, I'm sorry. I was going to say, if you tell me I have a southern accent, Lex and Cody, I'm hanging up the phone.
Nope, you definitely don't.
Okay, thank God we have
that's
straight.
That's what I'm getting at, though. I mean. A bunch of my guests, well, a lot of them are in Nashville, but they've come from other parts of the country and the world. Mm-hmm. A bunch of them say I have a southern accent. I don't hear it at all.
It's probably because you're around it so much.
Exactly. Thank you for doing this today. This has been so much fun.
Of course. Thank you again so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Absolutely. Hey, and another thing that I wanted to mention. I don't know if you'll be around Nashville at that time, but December 16th. I'll be in town for a little something.
I will be in Canada by then. I am sorry.
Oh, that's fine.
When will you be in Nashville in January? I think you said you were going to be there next month, Alexis.
Yeah, I'm hoping to be back in Nashville at the end of January.
I'm going to be in Nashville from the 25th to the 29th. Is that possible? That's a date range you would be there?
Yeah, I believe as long as I don't have any shows in Canada, then I should be back here.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
But again, thank you again for doing this, and if there's ever anything that you need from us, whether it's a promotion for a new single, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Well, thank you, guys.
Yes, it's
absolutely.
Been an honor, Alexis. Thanks so much.
Yep, it's been.
Thank you.
It's been great, and this has been a great way to officially wrap up the show's fifth year.
Well, thank you again so much for having me. It was wonderful talking to you guys, and I will definitely be sure to send you my single when it's all ready.
Alrighty, I believe you I believe you got my email address, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Awesome. I think I'm going to let you go and let you get back to your evening, but I'll be talking with you on social media, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you again.
Thank you, Alexis. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Before I do let you go, though, another question popped into my head. During the course of this interview, is there any question I haven't asked you that I probably should have?
I think you covered all of them.
Awesome. I think I'm going to, like I said, I think I'm going to let you go, but I'll definitely talk to you later, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Y'all have a great night.
You too, Alexis.
Bye.
Bye.
That was so much fun.
Yeah, she is really a sweetheart. I can't wait to see her perform live.
I mean, that's a great way to wrap up our fifth year of doing interviews.
Yes. Parting with such sweet sorrow.
Yes, it is. But we do have, I have two more shows. You've got one more show with me to do.
Saturday's hour-long finale, where artists will be participating.
I'm hoping to get a few artists on board to maybe call in. Some of them are out of town, but like I said, I'm working on that.
Let's hope for the best.
So, I think I'm going to let you go, buddy. Okay?
All right, talk
to you
Saturday, buddy. Have a good night.
All right, buddy, I'll talk to you later. And that's a wrap, folks, for this year's crop of interviews on Weekdays with Murph. That's a wrap. Hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Alexis Taylor. As I said earlier, Saturday at 4:30 Central, phone lines will be open for 1 hour for all former guests to call in and share their favorite memories of the show with us. So with that being said, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.